The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Are you looking for a new and empowering lens through which to view your life and your health? Then register now for Get Healthy with Sound, a weekend workshop with Eileen McCusick, an innovator in the fields of therapeutic sound, electric health, and the human biofield, May 24th to 26th at Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. Learn easy and accessible techniques to reduce stress, improve focus, and increase energy. Learn more today at eomega.org/thrive.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Angel Tarot Show with best-selling author and Angel Tarot expert, Radley Valentine. Plan your week ahead with gentle guidance from your angels, combined with the wisdom of Tarot, and create the magical life you deserve.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is so good to see everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So today we're going to be talking about several things. For those of you who have already signed up for the membership group, you can think of this as a little bit of an orientation session. We've also been getting tons and tons of questions, which just basically says, I need to answer some questions for people who have things that they want to know about and also to kind of understand it. But let's start with meditation. Let's start there just to set the space. Okay. So let's take a moment to just breathe in and out. And in and out. And in and out. And it's a little different today. Instead of it being just that Michael is here, we've immediately got three archangels. We have Michael, we have Uriel, and we have Ariel. And so I want you to think about yourself as basically being inside a triangle. Inside a triangle. And behind you is the two sides of the triangle. So to your left of you is Michael, to the right of you is Ariel, and straight in front of you at the point top of that triangle is Uriel. And so each of them are holding their hands up. And in doing so, color starts to radiate off of them. From Michael, we have sapphire blue. From Ariel, we have pale pink, and from Uriel, we have sparkly gold. And these colors are radiating out from them and moving towards you in the center of this triangle. And you're going to notice that these colors start to swirl together around you. And it's like being inside a bubble. Think of yourself as Glenda, the Good Witch of the North, inside a bubble that is swirls of sapphire blue and pale pink and shimmering gold. And from inside this bubble, you sense peace. You can see through these swirling colors. You can see through to the other side. But you are also aware that there is a sense of being safe, a sense of feeling secure, a sense of feeling courageous, a sense of feeling abundant, a sense of having being aware of amazing ideas, a sense of being prepared for transformation. And as these colors swirl around you, you have the opportunity to listen to the voices of Michael and Ariel and Uriel And those voices may be muttering amongst themselves, and you are merely eavesdropping. You are angelically eavesdropping. Or perhaps they are speaking directly to you. But we're going to be awake to that, and we're going to notice the words that we hear. So take note of the primary words that you've heard, the phrases, the advice, the guidance. Take that to heart. Look for signs and messages that validate these words. Allow those things to come to you. Allow yourself to stay awake and present so that you can hear those things. And then when you are ready, you can return your attention to the present that is the illusion, that is the here, that is the now. And when you are ready, you can open your eyes. So I wanted to talk to you from the standpoint of an orientation. For those of you who have already signed up for the membership group, and if you haven't, it's okay. Just listen, because you'll get stuff out of this anyway. So the way that I have structured this is there was a reason for picking Michael and Ariel and Uriel. So I want you to think of them as the hosts of this year's membership group. We have the stabilizing protection, safety, and life purpose energy that comes from Michael. And also, very, very importantly, the ability to sever our energetic connections from the past. Because it's very important that we are free to be able to of the past or the present in order to be able to move towards a future that we have chosen to select. And that's what a lot of this is about. This is about choosing the future that you want. Ariel brings the energy of courage, but also the passion that comes with the animal and nature, animal kingdom and nature, but also beyond that, the sense of being open to abundance and prosperity. And then finally, Uriel, I put him in front and center. Because if we think about Michael and Ariel, who many of you who've listened to me before know that I love those two together, having them behind you in the triangle allows for you to have this sense of support. Michael and Ariel have your back. But Uriel, in so many ways, is our leader. He is the one that is beckoning us forward. He's the one that's saying, let's move forward. Let's go this way. The Archangel of Epiphany and the Archangel of Transformation. You're going to be seeing or hearing of those three angels throughout the next year. But much like a game show, think of this in a little bit as being like the angelic world's got talent. Okay. So angelic world's got talent. And these are the game show hosts. They're the ones sitting in the chairs with a golden buzzer and all of that. And on the stage is going to be an MC. And that MC is going to be a particular archangel each month. Think of yourself as being the star that's standing in the middle of the stage. Here we fully cast the Archangel World has talent, and you are the talent that they are looking at. For example, we're going to be starting with Archangel Jeremiah. Now, for some of you, that's going to make sense, right? So we'll have the three, but there will be Jeremiah for month one. That makes sense because Jeremiah is the Archangel of Life Review, right? And that's where we're going to be starting. We're going to be starting with a life review. We're looking for the space and the place where we are clear about what it is that we want to bring into our lives. From there, we're going to be going to Shamuel to help us to have a sense of peace of the things that we are working on. And then Raziel and Azrael and Jophiel. And each month, there'll be an angel that is sort of emceeing you through the process. Now, always present will be your guardian angels. Now, I want you to understand that I have designed this year's membership to be, how do I want to say it? People that I can do it can tell you who are there, but think of it as being, it's more of a guided journey that is meant to gently shove you into progress. Okay. You can take it that way if you want or not. You know, how much you get out of it or how much you get out of anything is always about how much you put into it. But I've put a lot into this class. I feel very strongly about it. I feel very passionately about it. It is much more of a distinctly guided step-by-step methodology than membership groups past. Okay. This is based on my own experiences over the last year and also, you know, other parts of my life that were brought very much into focus in 2023 and based on where I am right now. I cannot tell you, literally everybody that I saw at I Can Do It said, "Oh my God, you look great. What did you do?" Everybody. I mean, everybody at Hay House that works there, students, everybody was like, "Oh my God, you're glowing. You look fabulous. You look amazing." That's because I feel like I'm glowing. I feel amazing. I want as many of you as who want to have that same kind of experience to have it. I know that sometimes life transformation and change and stuff like that can feel kind of a little bit frightening, but I am here to tell you the other side of it is just incredible, and I want you to have that. So the process that we're going to be going through every month is the first week there will be a video lesson, and there will be a guidebook, and there will be a meditation. Now, I just want to be upfront with you that there's a lot more in this stuff than there has been in the past. So your guidebook has, frankly, a lot of homework. It does. And you don't have to do it. Okay. You don't have to. But if you're really into this process, if you really want this transformation for yourself, I really suggest that you do the homework. Week two is Ask Rad. And if I get any of this wrong, God, tell me. But Ask Rad. So you'll have this opportunity after the first week of having gone through the lesson and having gone through the meditation to immediately ask me questions. We used to make Ask Rad last. Why were we doing that? It's like it makes so much more sense to go, here's week one. And then to immediately after that to say, what are your questions before we keep going? So you'll have that opportunity for to be able to ask questions, and you'll have the opportunity to get readings from me if it's like this whole comment question sensation that you have of I don't feel tuned in, help me tune in. Week three is a tarot tutorial and a tarot spread. I'm really psyched about these tarot spreads because I feel like it's a whole new level. A couple of years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, I think you guys may have heard me talking about the fact that I didn't realize how good I was at meditations because I hadn't had any opportunities to do them. As I was paired with somebody that wanted to do them all, and so I didn't get to do any, and I didn't know I was good at it. But now it's like, after doing all of these spreads, it's like I'm starting to go, I'm really good at this. And so these spreads are a different level. They're a different level, and they are literally tied specifically to your homework. Okay? Specifically, very on point, tied to the homework. And then we're going to do circles. So this is your opportunity to either be a facilitator for somebody else who's going through the process, and also to get your questions and concerns and feedback facilitated by somebody else. You know, guys, you know, a lot of you who've been taking my classes for a long time know that I'm a big believer in group work. And so what if I'm a square, Sandy? Please. Okay. So everybody's doing a circle, but Sandy is doing a square. Okay. So do you need a specific kind of deck? You don't. I don't even care if you use my deck. I don't care. Use whatever deck you want, but you're going to get more out of it if you have a deck. It doesn't have to be tarot. It can be an oracle card deck. We will be mixing up the circles each month. So I don't care. Just if you try to at least have a deck, and preferably, well, unless you're into cartomancy, preferably not a playing deck. Okay. So get yourself an oracle card deck or get yourself a tarot deck. Okay. But I don't care who they are. And so that's the process that we're going to be going through. Now, somewhere throughout this, I'm thinking probably around August or September, but you know, I always let the angels have their way about things. But somewhere in there, I'm going to be teaching a video class. So I have some ideas about what that looks like, but we're looking at a 4-week video class. That 4-week video class will not be available to people outside the membership group, and it will be free to the people in the membership group. So if you're in the membership group, it's not like I'm going to say, you know, okay, now you have to buy the class. The class is included. Okay. I've got a couple of ideas. One that Jennifer is bugging me about. So I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking about some other things too, but I think I'm going to just kind of wait and see how the membership group progresses and see if it lends itself to something in particular that where we think to ourselves, it's like, oh, you know what, based on the questions we're getting, that it's like, okay, this is the thing that would really help the most people. Okay. But I'm not planning any video courses outside the membership group this year. Okay. The membership group has my full attention. I am doing some classes on location, like Omega and Skamania and stuff like that. But I'm not planning on doing any more video work for this next 12 months. What I want you to kind of like be thinking about is, what is it that you want to transform? What is it that you are looking to make changes in your life? What does that look like for you? I really want you to start to think about going beyond what might seem comfortable or going beyond what you think is even possible. It's you know, it's like whenever I talk to Doug, I'm not supposed to call him that in front of people. Whenever I talk to Dougal, he always talks about, well, we have a goal and we have a stretch goal. And he's talking about when he has a launch. And he's always like, yeah, well, this is our goal, but we have a stretch goal. I want you to think about your goal, but I want you to be thinking about your stretch goal. It's what takes you to the next level. Okay. What is like beyond what you're envisioning for yourself? Because there is what we envision for ourselves in a, what analogy, you know, I love analogies. What analogy am I going to use? So when we're just cruising, okay, we've set the cruise control at 55 miles an hour and we are on Interstate 10 and we're just cruising. So there's the, how do I want to feel when I'm cruising? And then there's, what do I want to feel like in the passing lane? If I got past all this traffic that's holding me back, where would I be going? If it was an open road, what would that look like to me? That's what we're going for, is the open road. That's what we're going for, the open road. So I wanted to ask a question. Who here today has already signed up for the membership group? Can you just raise your hands? Okay, cool. So do you care if I call on you? Because I would like to ask some of you what you're thinking. Okay, can I ask Trisha? Can we get Trisha on, Mooney? There she is. Hey, kiddo.
Hi, Radley.
Hey, how are you?
I'm still like way up here after I can do it. I haven't come down. Had sort of my muggle job, as they call it, and it was not okay. People are like, what is wrong with you? I'm like, do not talk to me. I'm up here with the angels and Radley and Dougal and all my friends I got to hug. So I'm sorry, but I just cannot do reality this week.
I get it. It's like, I can do it, makes you high.
Wow.
It does. It makes you high. So I'm just curious. Don't include me and don't include Dougal. Who is your favorite?
Okay, so Rebecca Campbell.
Campbell, I've heard that. She was
the one that we danced, and she asked us what our soul was calling us to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Whew, I heard she was amazing. Yeah. And Yasmin was amazing also. Yasmin Boland, she was amazing.
I love Yasmin. I do.
Yes.
So what is it that you are looking for transformation for yourself over the next 12 months? Do you know yet? It's okay if you don't. But I'm asking.
No, I think I do, because I'm turning 59, I think, in a couple weeks. And so it's like, now is the time. So I'm going to do what my soul is calling me to do, which is to become my authentic self, which I'm not exactly sure what that is yet. Mm-hmm. But I know that she is someone who feels brave and strong and fearless in sharing her gifts and being of service to others, doing readings and mediumship and blasting my Who Am I on my Facebook page. But I'm still a little scared. Like, when I left I Can Do It, Monday I was posting it on my Facebook page, but now it's Thursday and I really haven't. But I'm still psyched about it. But, uh-huh. You know, you kind of revert a little back and then you got to come forward again. So that's really what I want to do, is just, what do I want? Like, I don't think I've ever really thought in my entire life about what I want and who I am. And that's what I want to transform into.
Preach. I mean, I so agree with that, because, you know, I think I talked about this, that I Can Do It. It's like, we don't even know what we want because we've been so busy for so long, focused on what everybody else wants.
Yeah, your story just hit me when you told us that. And I just was like, oh my gosh, you know what? That's right.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for you, really.
Well, I mean, it's like, you know, and like I said at the class, it's like, this is the juicy part of life. I mean, it's like, it really is. This is the delicious part of life, when we start to think about, what if I actually did what was necessary to make myself happy? And then when we start to realize that I don't even know what that is,
It's really the funnest Easter egg hunt in the entire world to go figure it out. It's just a delicious experience. I was so glad you were there, Tricia. It was great to hug you in person.
Oh my God, you walked in the room and I'm like, oh, there's Radley. Then all of a sudden you looked over towards me and you like, you saw someone and you came walking over and I'm like, oh, I wonder who's behind me. And I turned around and it wasn't anybody. It was me.
Yes,
that you were coming to hug. And I was just like, oh my gosh. I just can't tell you how wonderful that was. Ever since the beginning, I've been your student and I finally got to meet you in person. And I have to say it was better than I even expected it to be.
Thanks, babe. I appreciate it. We're going
to
have
fun. And I look forward to this year. I'm looking forward to learning everything you learned in 2023 that you're going to teach us in 2024. So everybody come along. Come along to the family. Okay, bye.
Thanks, sweetie. Okay, so let's see. So where did Jennifer go? I saw Jennifer. Oh, there she is. Hi, how you doing?
Hi, Radley.
Hi, what's up? So what have you got planned for yourself?
I heard somebody, Tricia, say that she was going to turn 59. I'm turning 50 this year. So that's kind of a big deal for me. And I want to be in a different place. I want to transform too. I'm going to get kind of gangster on myself and really get to where I want to be. I feel like I've been pedaling in place and I want to go somewhere. And I thought I had good boundaries. I thought I was not giving away my time, but Dougal did an exercise the other day about your ideal day and what you do with your day. And mine were very different. What I actually spend my time doing. And I realized I was giving away my time to things that don't matter to me or are not that important to me and not, you know, what I want to be doing or what I need to be doing to, you know, transform my life into what I want it to be. If I can just take, you know, the 10 minutes or the 5 minutes to do things a little differently, I think, you know, 6 months from now, life could look very different.
I think 3 months, it will look very different. I mean, my experience of the process and why I'm so excited and passionate to be teaching this year is that going through the process was horrible. I hated it. But that's because I think in retrospect, I didn't recognize the process that the angels were pushing me through. I just thought I was just going through hell. It wasn't until I came out the other side that I was able to look back and go, oh no, that was like a course I signed up for that I didn't know I'd signed up for. And
is that what I've been doing?
Yes, ma'am. You have. You know, I am hoping that by me being able to say, here's this process and trying to keep people awake to the fact that this is a process, that you are going somewhere. I always have noticed that I remember I forget how old I was. I think I was like 18, 19 or something. And I had this aunt that I was super close to. She was my other mother. And I would call her in Ohio. I mean, that's when it was long distance and it was not a thing to do, right? And it's like, I would call her in long distance and talk to her. And she would listen to me and she said, you know what your problem is? And I said, no, what? She says, you have nothing to look forward to. And she was right. It was the beginning of the summer. I was off of college. I was working at Standard Knitting Mills, which was 8,000 degrees inside, you know, with a bunch of really wonderful older people who'd been working at these knitting mills for 40 years, who had really no optimism about their lives. And my aunt was like, just come to Cincinnati. And it was like, it changed everything for me. And so it's like, I'm trying to help people to look at this process and go, this is something to look forward to, Mm-hmm. Right? It gives you something. It gives you this point in the future to go, this is why that we're doing this, that this is a workout thing. I don't really like the gym, but I like how I look after the gym. I don't necessarily like going through the process, but I love how I feel now.
Yeah, when you're in it, you can't kind of see what's coming, though. That's the hard part, is that when you're in the transformation, I guess.
And so that's
the hardest part.
That's what I'm hoping for, is to keep everybody awake in the class, that this is where you are in the process. Don't sink into the sense of this hurts.
Yeah.
Instead, stay in the place of this is getting me where I want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thanks, sweetie.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. So where's Sean? Ready to go? Hi. How you doing? It's good to see you.
I'm doing good. I'm doing very good. So I recently just launched my new website, and things are going really well with that. But I'm still stuck in my horrible dead-end muggle job. And what I would like to transform is to be able to do my spiritual work full time. The muggle job is just getting worse and worse. Tuesday was literally soul crushing. And I shouldn't have to go to a muggle job that crushes your soul. You shouldn't have to go to any job that crushes your soul. And so what the main thing I really want to do is start doing my spiritual work full time so I can get out of that.
It makes absolute sense. And so I think that partially what you have to do is as a part of the class, is to go through the process of understanding why you want to do that. Who is Sean? You know, it's like, to the extent that you've been doing this muggle job for so long, the thing about muggle jobs is most of the time they're about, and I know this is a tough word, but I'm just going to use it anyway, and then I'll backpedal. Brainwashing us into thinking that this is why we exist. Okay. So it's like undoing that, to go, this isn't why I exist. This is a means to an end, but I am choosing a new means to my end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But it's just getting worse, and I have to get out. Yeah.
I think that's great. And I think this is a really great place for you to be, to do that with us.
I do too.
So let's talk to Elena. Hi, kiddo.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, Aaron. Hi.
I'm doing great. So glad to be here. I am not too dissimilar from a couple of the other ladies who were talking about a point in life. I'm 60, and I'm tired of giving my life away. And I just need that change to do what I really want to do, which is help other people. Let me rephrase that. Help other people when I choose to help other people and actually get paid for it, as opposed to, I'm sure some of you might understand, you know, your kids, they need you, your friends, they need you, your mom needs you, everybody needs you, and you give. But I'd like to be able to give just that, where I walk away and go, I helped somebody today, and they're changed because of it. And so I've known you for a minute, Radley, and I've actually come to love you. Don't tell anybody.
I won't.
True.
Yeah. So, Elena, I'm going to challenge you a little bit, if you don't mind, if that's okay.
Challenge.
Sure. Okay. So I'm going to challenge you a little bit. So I really want you during this process to stay awake to... So there's taking care of other people for free. There's taking care of other people and getting paid for it. There's a difference, and I understand the difference and why it's important. But you can't just do the work to make other people feel better and get paid for it if it doesn't lead to self-love that is standalone. You can't. So it's like, I don't want you to be in this place where you're like, I'm just picking somebody up here, where Donna Norris called you for a reading and you helped her. And then you walk away and go, I feel good for what I did. And so I love myself. But what if you didn't help anybody that day? What if you didn't help anybody all week long? What if the phone didn't ring? Cancel, clear, delete.
I love me though, Rad.
Okay.
But, I do. Okay. I'm learning to love me more. So I accept the challenge to love me beyond where I'm at right now.
We're going to really look at that. Okay. Because I thought I knew what self-love was too. I thought I knew what it was. I did not. I had no clue.
Appreciate that.
I did not know. Now I know.
But this might be raw then. Is that what you're telling me?
No, I don't want it to feel that. I don't want to call it raw because I don't want it to feel to people like it's going to hurt, because that's not the purpose of it. But it is meant to be that we go to the next level, that we break out of the bubble truly, that we truly get to the place where it's like, I really value myself regardless of what anybody else thinks. So it's not about being raw. It is about really knowing yourself. It is. And it is about really understanding yourself and going through the process that that takes. But it's really more about the becoming the person that you, not just that you always wanted to be, but even beyond what you even knew was possible.
I'll have to ponder that.
Well, you've got 12 months.
Okay. We'll check back in 12 months.
Let's talk later. Okay, guys. So I think that they've been putting the link in the chat room. So if you haven't signed up for the membership group and you want to do that, I really want you to be thinking about what is the right decision for you. I want you to be thinking about what is the right decision for yourself in this particular moment. What are you hoping to accomplish? What are you hoping to create? And do you even know? Because if you don't know, that alone is a reason to go on this journey, to find it out, to really understand it. I recently had a conversation with my baby brother who has not he's Aries. He doesn't have an unspoken thought. And so, but I'm Sag and I don't either. So the two fire signs are that way. But apparently the baby fire sign and the water sign had a conversation about, you know, Radley's really in this whole new place. It's going to be so interesting to see who he really is. And, you know, it's like you could, in my family, well, you wouldn't, but and some people could look at that and go, wow, my brothers don't think I know who I am. And so you could be offended by it. I wasn't. I was like, what an amazing thought. And they were talking about this aspect of my life where they're just like, all he's done is follow people around. And I'm like, oh my God. So if I don't follow people around and make sure that this person's happy over here and this person's happy over here and that person over there is happy, and I just, if it was just me, what would I do? And I didn't know. But I loved the exercise of figuring it out. I'm the eldest and the baby's leading me around by the nose, helping me to figure it out. That's Aries, right? So I want you guys to be thinking about that. I want you to be thinking about what exactly would I want? And am I willing to go after what that is that you want? That's what I want you guys to be thinking about. So the link is in the room there. We are starting on April 4th. The doors to the class are going to close pretty soon. I mean, we're getting to the end here. So if you have been waiting to join the class, now is the time not to wait anymore. Come join us. Come be a part of this 12-month thing. Learn all the stuff that I learned over the last year. And let me try to help you in a way that I am passionate about, in a way that I can't wait to help you, in a way that I am hoping that you guys will join us on the journey. So you can find out about more about this by clicking the link, or if you're watching this in a replay, can't see the link, you can just go to radleyvalentine.com/membership, and you can have a look and you can see all the stuff that we're doing. I think that's it. Did I forget anything, anybody? Okay.
No, Rad, you did a great job.
That's what I wanted to hear. That's all I wanted. Okay. All right. We owe the Sag Kids rule. I mean, right? Exactly. Okay. So thanks, guys. And I'll see you guys on April 4th.
Stay tuned after the break for your message from the angels regarding your personal questions.
Are you looking for a new and empowering lens through which to view your life and your health? Then register now for Get Healthy with Sound, a weekend workshop with Eileen McCusick, an innovator in the fields of therapeutic sound, electric health, and the human biofield, May 24th to 26th at Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. Learn easy and accessible techniques to reduce stress, improve focus, and increase energy. Learn more today at eomega.org/thrive.
Welcome back. It's time for your personal message from the angels regarding your questions of the heart.
Hey, everybody. It is Radley here with the Angelic Weather Report for April 7th through the 13th. Now, today we are working with two different decks. We are working with Animal Guides Tarot cards for the Angelic Weather Report. In order to get some guidance about which particular archangel might be of assistance to us, we are also going to be working with the original Angel Tarot cards. And we'll be using Angel Tarot cards also for your personal reading today on what question you might have lilting across your mind. So let's take a moment to look at the cards, because I'm doing something a little different for the next few weeks. So let me give you a look at what that might be. So here are our four cards for the week. We've got three cards here that are animal guides tarot cards, and a fourth one that's set a little bit of kilter. So I want you to think about this as being the primary reading for the week, and this card representing where you may feel challenged this week and the kind of energy you might need to be thinking about how to overcome. The four cards from Angel Tarot cards are cards that will tell you what archangel can assist you with those particular issues. So let's go ahead and get started. So the first card for this week is Knight of Air. This card says, get ready for progress to speed up. The situation requires you to choose logic and intellect over emotion and to make your decisions very quickly. So this card is ruled by the thoroughbred horse, which are known for their swiftness, their stamina, their ability to go the extra mile. And they can run up to speeds of 55 miles an hour, which I really love, because 55 is two fives, which represents change, and 5 + 5 = 10, new beginnings, a one. So they can also run far longer than other horses before they wear out. So they're extremely intelligent and forge a psychic connection with the people they work with on a regular basis. And so this is the reason why they can be a symbol for victory and success. And so it's very important to think about this very fast-moving energy. Now, who's going to help you with that this week? Well, let's have a look and see. The person to help you with that this week is Archangel Metatron, who is also in his card leading two horses. Metatron is an archangel that is known for helping people who are very sensitive, helping us to warp time, helping us to stay grounded and focused, all of which can be very helpful if we're in a situation where time is of the essence. Our next card is Ace of Earth. Ace of Earth. This is a card that says that you can expect a windfall of abundance, such as money, timely assistance, or a serendipitous meeting or rewarding advice. You may be offered a fabulous new job, a promotion, and the prospect of a profitable business venture or investment. This court is ruled by Calico Cat. Calico Cat. Now, you may or may not know this, but calico cats are the basis for those cats that we see that represent good luck. And you might have known them. They're called Maneki Neko, or the beckoning cat. And often they sit in the corner of a business and their paws are going like this. That's the basis for the calico cat being on this particular card. They are a sign of good luck and a genetic rarity of males, akin to almost a four-leaf clover. So they can be referred to as money cats. They originate in Japan and are placed in the doorways of homes and businesses, those little Maneki Neko beckoning cats, to welcome in abundance. And so when we see this card, we can think of that. Now, what have we got already? Well, we've got a situation that happens. It has a great deal of speed associated to it, and it looks like it has a great deal of benefit to us. So who's helping us with that? Well, Archangel Zadkiel. Archangel Zadkiel is the Archangel of Memory, helping us to remember facts, remember people, to be able to pass tests very, very well, to be able to Zadkiel is the Archangel of Forgiveness. And so this could be a situation where forgiveness is very important. But I think it's really more about having your facts straight and being able to remember them. The third card for this week is another cat. It's Six of Air. This is the rescue cat, and we think of this as a mixed breed cat. And this is I love the Six of Air. The Six of Air talks about challenging times that are coming to an end and how you can now breathe a sigh of relief and let the past go and embrace the happier times ahead. So from a standpoint of making this card ruled by the rescue cat, you can think of it that a rescue cat is often a pet that has released its past and is happily on a new adventure. So it has this whole energy of, I have released what's happened and I am going to move forward. And we're being helped out by Archangel Raziel with this particular card. Raziel is this archangel that is said to, whose name means the secrets of God, and is said to be an archangel that helps us to understand the magic of the universe. But interestingly enough, is also an archangel that has a certain element of forgiveness around it. So we've got something that happens very, very quickly, has a wonderful opportunity, and can represent new times, good things coming forward. So where might we be challenged this particular week? So the challenging card for us is Five of Fire. This is ruled by Rams, and it says, occasionally you may experience clashes with others. If you decide the matter is worth your energy, then you can do what you can to minimize the conflict without sacrificing your goals or beliefs. So Five of Fire is ruled by Ram, and the term locking horns comes from the practice of young rams running towards one another at full speed, sometimes even flying through the air, and then ramming their heads together to proclaim their dominance for choosing a mate or leading the herd. So rams remind you that under these circumstances, it's often best to just try to minimize the conflict, or at least your part in it, and walk away. Rams can also represent annoyances like having to deal with a bunch of aggravating details. So this is where you might be a little challenged this week with this reading. Jeremiah is showing up. Jeremiah is great for life reviews and also paying attention to our intuition. So if there's something like this challenging is coming up, you might want to look back and go, why does this feel familiar? Where have I had situations in my past where I had this same kind of energy, and what did I learn from it? And how can I move from this to something new? So what we're going to do next is I want you to start to think about a question that is on your mind. If you were to get a personal reading from me, what would you ask me? What question would you ask me? And so what we're going to do is, so think about that question. And in the meantime, I am going to pull four cards. Now, I have no idea what these cards are. I'm pulling them from Angel Tarot cards. And we are going to lay them out here. If hopefully you've got your question now that you would like to ask. And so what I want you to do is I want you to focus now on these four cards. So do you feel drawn to card number one, card number two, card number three, or card number 4? Because the card that you feel drawn to is the answer to your question for your personal reading. So if you were drawn to card number 1, then that is the 10 of Earth, the 10 of Earth. And this is a card that's very happy. It talks about a very happy family life, financial security, finding magic in the things of life. 10 of Earth is this great card that has to do with making sure that everyone is taken care of from the standpoint of material needs. If you were drawn to card number 2, we have a very different energy. This is 3 of Air. I call this the card of sorrow. It's great sadness, taking time to heal, the need to forgive others or self. So you don't have to think about this as something bad that's about to happen. It's more about thinking about it from the standpoint of healing from something from the past. Card number 3 is another card about releasing, letting go of energy from the past. The end of a phase or a situation, spiritual transformation, and time to move on. And the final card is justice. This justice is a card that talks about fair and just decisions, to do what you know is right, standing up for your beliefs. This is a card that shows up when we are being judged or looked at or reviewed in such a way that we are concerned about how people will see us or how what the ramifications might be for us in our life. And justice very often says it's going to be okay. You will be treated fairly, you will be treated justly, and you don't have to worry about it. So this is it. This is our angelic weather report for April 7th through the 13th. So we have decided to leave the doors open to my membership group just a few more days, not long, just a few more days. The membership group this year is all about life transformation and change. It's very dynamic. People are very excited about it. I'm very excited about it. It's a conversation that is very near and dear to my heart and represents my personal experiences throughout 2023 and how they led to vast and big changes in my life that I really love in 2024. So you can find out more about it by going to radleyvalentine.com/membership. Again, there's just a few more days and then we're closing the doors. So check it out. All right, you guys have a fantastic week.
You've been listening to the Angel Tarot Show with Radley Valentine. To discover more, visit radleyvalentine.com/podcast.
Hi, I'm Liz Winter, and I have been a medium and a spiritual development teacher for over 30 years. On my podcast, All Aboard the Mediumship, I want to share the message with you that there is a wealth of love and comfort available to you from the spirit world. On my podcast, you can experience this comfort and peace for yourself through gentle guided meditations and helpful messages. Make sure you subscribe and follow so you never miss an episode. Part of the mindbodyspirit.fm podcast network.